Okay, I think we're ready to go on to...
4.1.
4.1 with Dan. Sorry, Dan.
No worries. All right, good evening. State Education Code and Williams Act require the governing board hold an annual public hearing regarding the sufficiency of instructional materials and determine through resolution whether each student has sufficient textbooks and instructional materials in mathematics, science, history, social science, and English language arts. Before you tonight, you have a resolution regarding the sufficiency of textbooks and instructional materials. Before taking a look at that, I'd like to take some time to thank the teachers for monitoring the use of student materials and ensuring the care of the materials. I'd also like to thank our district librarian, Lori Lim, who helps organize and make sure materials are where they need to be. All of our 18 library media assistants, they are amazing. For their work in accounting all of the textbooks and organizing and distributing instructional materials in the fall and throughout the year. It happens in the fall, but it's always ongoing throughout. So after the public hearing, I recommend approval of the resolution regarding the sufficiency of textbooks and instructional materials before you.
So we need to open the public hearing.
We're opening a public hearing. Is there anyone who wants to speak to that? Seeing none, close the public hearing. And now we go on to 4.2, approval of resolution, the business sufficiency of...
Wait, can I ask you, I'm sorry, can I ask you a question? So we did the public hearing on the availability. Do we need to do an action item?
No.
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 Okay.
No, it's just 4.2, and now we have to approve a resolution.
Okay.
Okay.
Motion to approve.
It's been moved, second. Any questions, discussion? Okay. Yeah, call the question. All those in favor?
Aye.
Show the chair is aye. Motion passes. Unanimous. Okay, then we go on to Rick, 4.3. And you've got actually 4.3 all the way to 4.5.
Six.
Six, okay.
Yeah, busy day or busy night.
We called this the Rick Show a little bit.
Well, good evening, board members, Superintendent Gomez. The Evergreen School District received bids for the Leyva Gym HVAC roofing replacement and renovation project on October 4, 2018 at 3 p.m. Two bids were received from our pre-qualified contractors. Cal State came in at $2,925,777 and 101 Builders came in at $2,918,101. 101 Builders was the lowest responsive and responsible bidder. It is recommended that the Board of Trustees approve the bid from 101 Builders for $2,918,101.
Motion to approve.
Move. Second. Any questions?
Yes, I have. So, Rick, when we had the meeting, we did, apparently there was some state funds to help refurbish the HVAC. Wasn't there some state money?
So, sorry about that. Okay, I know what you're saying. So Prop 39, there is some Prop 39 funding that will go into this.
It will go into this?
Yeah, so it's not only the HVAC, there's an HVAC system over the band room that is under Prop 39, and the lighting inside the gymnasium.
Okay.
So I have the gentleman here that did the report and everything.
So this 2.9 is net of that, or... After the state reimburses us some money, will it
before the state reimburses.
Before the state.
Yes.
So the net cost to the district will be less than 2.9.
Slightly less, yes.
How much?
Let me. Do you guys remember?
Slightly how much? 40,000, I believe.
I'll check. Okay, okay.
About 40,000, 50,000. Yeah.
40,000, 50,000. Okay.
Yeah. It's not that.
Million dollars spent is 40,000.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Thank you.
So, quick question. We approved $35 million in bonds to be released just a few months ago. Correct.
Yes.
Is this part of that money?
Yes.
Okay. Right. Do we have a list of the things that we're going to do?
Yeah, we did a bond prioritization expenditure list a couple months ago.
I believe we did that in January.
This was on that list.
Yeah.
This was on that list. Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering, I'm really concerned that there was $15 million that we held back, but interest rates are rising substantially. And so the cost to the taxpayer on the additional money is going up. I'm just wondering if it's, if we have the projects, then the sooner we release the bonds, the cheaper it'll be for the taxpayer. If we don't have the projects, then we sit on it. So I'm just wondering, with all the things that have been coming before us, do you foresee the need or the, you know, in the foreseeable future to spend that other 15?
I do. There's several...
We knew you were going to say that. You were just...
Well, there's a lot of deferred maintenance that needs to be done. Or some of our schools are aging.
This
Prop 39 funding is not going to take care of all the HVAC units that are out there. So I'd need approximately about $7 to $8 million to replace all our units that are aging out there 15 plus years.
Okay, so a few months back when you came with the 35, I suggested we do the whole 50 because we'd have saved $250,000 for the bond release, plus we would have had a better interest rate. I suggest, if it's okay with the board, that we instruct the superintendent and Rick to look into getting a bond release to us, to this board, as soon as possible, because if you say we have the projects, the sooner we get that bond release, the cheaper it's going to be.
Let me talk with Dave Olson.
Yeah, because one of the arguments that we several of us had asked to have the full bond release, and one of the arguments at that time from the bond guy was
we have to have
we have to have the projects, because if we don't have the projects, then you don't want to release the bonds. So now we have the projects, and as Jim said, rates are going up. We want to save the taxpayer money, so let's, you know,
well, part of
million.
It, too, is looking at the cost, the projected cost for the projects. So let us do some work, and we'll come back to you next
month. Yeah, but I was also wanted to release the full money, but there's a $250 fixed, $1,000 fixed cost. Mm-hmm. But we also have to wait to see how the economy...
Yeah.
Yeah, right. There's headwinds in the economy right now. We don't know how the recession is going to... people are saying all sorts of things. No one can predict what is going to happen.
So interest rates are rising.
You also got to remember...
Sorry. So let's be fiscally prudent here.
Yeah, and you also have to keep in mind that we have to spend those dollars within 3
Correct.
Years.
Right. Exactly.
That's why we asked
well, him if he has the projects.
He does, but sometimes projects come in way over what they're anticipated. For example, this HVAC project was bid last spring.
And
it came in
$3.3 million.
Yeah. And I'm not saying to rush to the projects. Rick's been doing a great job of timing it and getting the bids in. So I appreciate all that work that you're doing, Rick. My suggestion, though, is you got 3 years to identify, if I understand the wording correctly, you have 3 years to identify the projects. That being the case, right, I think that, you know, I'm really concerned, because whenever there's change in the economy, the interest rates continue to go up.
I don't believe that's true.
No.
I think this question came up. The dollars have to be spent
within 3 years.
Yeah. But that is why we said
85% of it has to be spent.
Yes. Yeah. But Rick, just please go and explore it. That's all we're saying.
Okay.
Thank you.
Next.
There's a motion. Did we vote on that?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Superintendent Gomez, we also got to remember that the facilities master plan is being updated too.
Right.
So that might bring out the projects that the board members would like to look at, and then go out for those additional $15 million and maybe another bond. So that was another reason why we held back.
I'm sorry, Rick. Is that the facility master plan updates due next month, right? Is it next month or is it December?
They're coming into
December.
December.
Great. Before the end of the year, though. Terrific.
Correct.
Thank you.
Okay. So, is there a motion?
So moved.
I think there already was a motion.
There is a motion and second.
Okay.
And
okay.
Now we just
all
have to.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Motion passes.
Rick.
Okay. Now, Rick, you do 4.4. Approval of central kitchen.
Okay, on October 2nd, the Evergreen School District received bids for the central kitchen renovation project. 3 bids were received from our pre-qualified contractors, 101 Builders, Swinson & Associates, and Cal State Construction. Cal State Construction was the lowest responsible bidder at $7,334,250. It is recommended that the Board of Trustees approve the bid from Cal State Construction for $7,334,250.
Motion to approve.
Second.
I just have a
second.
Can I ask a question? Yeah, I just have a question, which is, I mean, I know Swinson, right? Have we dealt with Cal State Construction before?
Yes, we have several times. They've actually completed Evergreen and Holyoke kindergarten expansion.
So it's not an unknown.
And they're pre-qualified. They're a good contractor.
Terrific. Thanks.
So could you just bullet point real quickly the benefits that we're going to see out of doing this reconstruction? What are we going after here?
So we're going to bring our kitchen back. We're going to bring it up to code where it should be. So the interior of the kitchen, the flooring, the walls, the equipment is aged out. It's antiquated. Every time something broke down, we had to send out to have it custom built. The plumbing, underground plumbing, is starting to rust out and starting to show. So we were having to put Band-Aids on everything to make it work. The HVAC system was really old. It was swamp cooler.
Swamp cooler. We know that.
So
that is old.
So there was a lot of upgrades. The roofing, the roof was leaking, and we did a little patch on it. We need to replace the roof. So there's a lot of things that were just not compliant and needed upgrading in that kitchen.
Question.
Sorry, go ahead.
So you mentioned something about the equipment breaking down. Last month, you had proposed that there was some surplus kitchen equipment that you wanted to sell.
That's the stuff that we don't want to repair or have to deal with anymore. That's the stuff that needs to go. That's old.
Did we sell them already? Did we make any money?
No, they put them up on public option, and we're waiting.
Okay, you're waiting. Okay,
so public option.
So people use it to part out, right? They can use it for parts, whatever.
Okay, and that's the idea. So we're thinking that's what's going to happen.
So this is great. It's great that we could upgrade the kitchen and so on.
I heard the possibility, or is it even possible to contract out the kitchen and make some revenue by don't get the wrong word, not contracted. We take our kitchen now that it's new and beautiful and allow others to come in and contract to use it.
We talked about that, and we looked into it, and the problem is that the people who come in, how they treat the kitchen. Someone would have to be there to supervise how they're actually using the kitchen, and there could also be some liability issues, because we're hoping to turn into a commercial kitchen for coming
exactly.
in.
Yeah, exactly.
We have a really good refrigeration system, so instead of making things there, we're looking at the possibility of having people make their things and store their product in the freezing area.
Right.
But that's all been discussion. I mean, Lita's been working, trying to sort out how they can use the kitchen in different ways to make profit for the actual kitchen.
Exactly, and that's my point. I mean, we're going to state-of-the-art kitchen here, more or less. And my point is as we're looking at the other facilities, right, I mean, all the other pieces of property, 21 pieces of property, for looking for revenue opportunities, having a beautiful new kitchen that might be available where we could use it to generate some sort of a revenue stream, I think it would be prudent. That's all.
I will say that our central kitchen now provides lunch and after-school program food services to programs that are outside the district.
Yeah, Lita, she does a good job at kind of selling, things
outside. And not just a shameless plug, whenever they've catered stuff for, like, the retirement and so on, it's been, five-star stuff.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
And I don't know if it's possible to do something external for the public that might be ed code that we have to deal with that, but they're definitely capable of doing catering services.
Well, they did do catering services before. Mm-hmm. The problem was that with the recession that shriveled up. So maybe now things will be different, but I know she takes every opportunity to get the kitchen, the catering service out there.
Yeah. Okay.
So let's call the facilities.
Okay. It's been called. The question's been called. All those in favor?
Aye.
Show the chair's eye. The motion passes. Okay. And then, Rick, you've got, that's it. You've got the energy contract.
So notice here given of the intention of the governing board of the Evergreen Elementary School District to consider entering into an energy service contract with Pacific West Energy Solutions to implement and install various Proposition 39 energy efficiency projects, including interior and exterior LED lighting retrofits, lighting controls, HVAC replacement at 11 of the district sites pursuant to the terms of Government Code Section 4217.12.
Motion to approve.
Not second. Yet. No. It's a public hearing.
Public hearing.
Okay. Is there anyone that would like to speak to this from the public? Seeing no one, close the public hearing. Now we can move over to the approval of the resolution.
So there's a motion and there's a second.
Did you want to say something first?
No. Okay. We just have the resolution. Would you like me to read it to you? Or?
No.
Okay. Just what are the salient points of the?
So basically, they will manage and implement all the EEP plan, which is the energy efficiency plan. And there's at the back of the resolution, you'll see a savings analysis.
Yeah, there's some money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's the highlight of it.
Yeah, I just have a question here because I don't think people can see this. But anyway, it says that the total is 172. How does this expenditure plan work? What's the amount that, see this application approved in the back here? So what's the total amount that we're getting from them to do this?
We have approximately $2.7
million. $2.7 million?
Yes.
Good. Okay. We haven't made any motion yet. We're just talking.
I thought we just did. I'm sorry. So I'll move that we...
No, I have a sec. I didn't hear a second.
Second.
Okay. So, sorry.
Can we?
No.
Okay. How did you pick the vendor?
We sent out emails to qualified vendors. It was off a energy list on the website. And we did an RFP, and they submitted packages. Those who submitted, we went through their packages. If they met the qualifications, all this was vetted through our attorneys, DWK.
Okay.
And then we picked a vendor. We sent out, I believe I sent out three invitations. We only got one.
Well, okay, so
One back.
So we picked one of one.
One of one.
Okay. And your estimate, is this reasonable?
These gentlemen are really good. They've been responsive. They stay on schedule. They actually managed the HVAC replacement of the classrooms for Leyva, and they came in ahead of schedule. So it was a good project.
Okay, so we're going to save approximately $600,000 given the cost versus the savings. Mm-hmm. Is that what I understand? Cost is 2.7, total savings 3.3.
Correct, over 20 years. That's correct.
It's a long-term contract. Does CPUC have anything to say about this? I see the Energy Commission logo, right? Is it guided in a red code or is it CPUC?
Can you answer that?
Report 217 is guided under CEC, or CPUC, sorry.
Okay, it's CPUC, okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, any more? Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
The chair is aye. All passes unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rick.
Okay. Good work.
Good work.
So now we do personnel reports. 5.1, approval of administrative salary schedule to include assistant superintendent chief. We're going to change that.
Yeah, we're going to change that to just the chief business officer.
Okay. Amended to just the chief business officer.
Mm-hmm. We just need a motion.
Let's motion to amend the administrative salary schedule for only the CBO.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and second. Any questions? All those in favor?
Aye.
So the chair is aye. The motion passes.
Not yet. Next item.
Next item. 5.2. Approval of personnel board report.
Motion to approve the personnel board report.
Second.
Second. It's been moved and seconded. And all those in favor?
Aye.
Show the chair is aye. Motion passes.
Welcome.
Great. Our new CBO is here with us tonight. Welcome, Laura. We're very happy to have you.
And she just heard us pass a 20-year energy plan. She needs to see that through.
Welcome, Doris.
Okay, we do have an item in out of closed session.
Yes. Report out of closed session. The Board of Trustees approved to place two students from the Evergreen School District in the non-public schools for the 2018-19 school year.
So we voted and we passed it.
5-0.
No, we need to vote it here. Okay. So moved.
It's been moved. Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
So the chair's aye. The motion passes unanimously. Okay, that was it. And I think what we have now is our future meeting. The next board meeting is November the 8th. And then December 13th and January 10th. And I want to thank you all.
Thank you.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.